What is up, my dudes? Welcome back to Olympia Oddities. If you don't know me, I'm Trista, and I'm your host of this episode, and all of the episodes, actually. Today, I'm going to be covering a missing persons case out of Idaho Falls, Idaho. 20-year-old Amber Hoops disappeared from her grandparents' home, where she lived with them, on September 14th, 2001. The investigation led police to someone close to the family, but just when they thought that they had their man, chaos struck. This is the still unsolved disappearance of Amber Hoops. Amber Hoops was born on December 27, 1980 in Idaho Falls. At the age of just 4, she joined the Sunshine Singers and soon became a member of the Bonneville Bonnevers. As she got older, she became a regular churchgoer. She enjoyed creative writing, playing piano, and of course, one of her first passions, singing. After graduating from high school, she got a job as a nanny for 2 kids. She was also extremely close with her younger sister, Jade. She had dreams of eventually enrolling in culinary school. Her family described her as funny, silly, and devoted to the kids that she was nannying. Her family also described her as being very shy and that she didn't have many friends. But despite not having many friends, Amber was very tight-knit with her family. But still, she didn't like to go places on her own, by herself. This detail about Amber's personality makes her disappearance on the night of September 14th, 2001, all the more concerning to her friends and loved ones. Amber had been living with her grandparents, Norris and Kathleen Bergener, in a house next to the business that they owned in Idaho Falls. The business was Bergener's Classic Truck and Auto Body Shop, and Amber would occasionally use the computer in the shop to talk with her friends. Amber had been out in the shop late that night and had made a phone call to her sister Jade at around 10 p.m. Norris and Kathleen went to bed at around 10:30 that night, and at the time, Amber had been inside her bedroom. Her grandmother, Kathleen, awoke at around 1 a.m. that night and made a shocking discovery. Amber's TV and lights were on in her room, but Amber was nowhere to be found. After discovering their back door was unlocked, Kathleen woke up Norris and they searched for Amber together. They also discovered that on the same night that Amber had disappeared, one of their shop's pickup trucks was missing from the lot. They tried to call the phone that was in the truck, but when they got no answer, they called the police. After the investigators arrived and questioned Kathleen and Norris about what had happened, it was discovered that the monitor of the computer that Amber used in their body shop was still turned on. The company's stolen truck was later recovered just 2 miles down the road, with the keys still inside the ignition. Heavenly, Amber's mom, told the Idaho State Journal that's probably how he took her out of there. It would have to be someone who knew the shop, knew where the power door opener and the lights were. And the family did have their suspicions on who could have taken Amber right from the beginning. Keith Glenn Hescock had been employed by Amber's grandparents' shop as a painter, but he and Norris hadn't gotten along. Heavenly said they just didn't get along very well, ever. While the police originally thought that Amber might have been a runaway, Amber's family knew in their hearts that she wouldn't ever do that. She was shy and didn't like going places on her own, so to them, there was no way that she would wake up and leave in the dark all by herself. Searches of the area were conducted by friends, loved ones, employees, and members of the community. They searched Lincoln Road, where the truck had been discovered, and the foothills surrounding the area for weeks, but sadly, no sign of Amber was found. 6.5 months after Amber's disappearance, police responded to another disappearance, this time of a 14-year-old girl who had gone missing from her residence in Milo. The girl and her siblings had been spending the night out on their trampoline, sleeping underneath the stars, but by the time everyone had woken up, the 14-year-old girl was gone. An investigation launched into this girl's disappearance, and investigators originally thought that this case might have had a tie into another true crime case. You see, on that same morning, down in Salt Lake City, Utah, 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart was discovered missing. The police launched into search efforts for the girl, but ended up hearing from her several hours later when she managed to make contact with an employee at her dad's business. Once safe, the harrowing tale the girl shared with investigators made them wonder if there was a connection between what had happened to her and to Amber's disappearance. The girl explained that Hescock had abducted her from the trampoline that night. He'd threatened to harm her other siblings if she hadn't gone along with him. He'd taken her to his house, which was located just north of Idaho Falls. Once at the house, Hescock assaulted the girl and chained her up in a bedroom. When Hescock left the house, the girl had been able to free herself and make a call for help. Upon learning this information, the police began a search for Hescock and collected evidence from his house. Hescock, who was now working as a tool repairman, arrived home from work that day to find the police waiting for him. Hescock fled the scene, and the police followed in pursuit of him. He drove east out of Idaho Falls, heading through the Heiss and Kelly Canyon area and up into the hills of the Grand Teton National Forest, up onto a dead-end road. It was there that he managed to get his truck stuck. The Mack truck was high-centered, so Hescock decided to book it on foot. The police sent a dog after him, and Hescock took a shot at the dog, killing it. He began shooting at the cops, shooting one officer in the leg. He was wounded twice before he finally turned his gun on himself. Heavenly, Amber's mother, explained that while Amber's family had been suspicious of Hescock from the beginning, the police had said that Hescock had an alibi and they started looking at someone else, but it turns out that his family had lied for him. Heavenly described Hescock as weird but likable to the Idaho State Journal, and at the time of her interview with them, she was still friends with one of his family members on Facebook. Of his death, she said, "He's gone. He can't hurt anyone else. He terrorized his family as well, and he's out of the picture. He can't hurt them either." The police now strongly believe that Hescock was responsible for abducting Amber Hoops, and believe that her body is buried in an unknown location. But more than 20 years later, that location has never been found. Investigators came to this conclusion after the 14-year-old Hescock abducted and assaulted came forward with her story, and say that as technology has progressed over the years, the evidence linking him to Amber's disappearance has become more solid. They also say that until Amber Hoops' remains are located, her case will remain active. In 2006, Idaho declared September 14th Idaho Missing Persons Day, which is meant to recognize all the unsolved disappearances of Idaho. A spokesperson said, "Brought forth by the efforts of the Hoops family, and first signed in 2006 as a proclamation by Governor James Reich, it's been this day that reminds our agency the most that Amber is still gone. It is our hope this day reminds our community of the families who are still missing their loved ones, and that new information will be discovered that solves this case and other missing persons cases." Amber Hoops would be 43 years old at the time of this recording. She was a white female at about 5'5 and 140 pounds. She was last seen wearing a white t-shirt, gray and white boxer shorts, and a knee-length gray robe. She had a piercing with a small diamond stud in the upper part of her left ear. She had vitiligo, which basically means spots of missing pigment, on her upper arms and on her left leg, running from her thigh to her ankle. I hope that one day Amber Hoops' remains are found and returned to her loved ones, and they can bring her home to give her a proper burial. I hope that all their unanswered questions are answered someday. If you have any information about the disappearance of Amber Hoops, the investigating agency looking over the case is the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office, and you can contact them at 208-529-1200. Thank you for listening to another episode of Olympia Oddities. If you want to help support the podcast, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. I've got a fun little group set up where I share memes and local weird true crime stories. Both are at Olympia Oddities Podcast. You can leave me a 5-star review, share me to your Instagram story, tell a friend about me, go outside and yell about me in the forest. Every little bit really does help. If you're in the market for any cute cryptid plushies and fantastic cryptid posters, be sure to check out 16% Nation. You can use my code CryptidLove for free shipping. Until next time, friends.